Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. On the show today, we play music supportive of the gay rights movement. We also talk about a new tax that is worrying some people in the American blue jeans industry. But first, we look at the explosive new movie, White House Down.
Showtime!
In 1996, film director Roland Emmerich destroyed the White House on camera. That was for his movie Independence Day, in which space aliens invaded Washington, D.C. Emmerich is blowing up Washington again in his new movie White House Down. But this time, the bad guys are terrorists. Mario Ritter has more.
White House Down is an action movie, but it also has an emotional side. Between the explosions and other special effects, the film deals with the relationship between the hero and his daughter. The hero is John Cale, a soldier who served in Afghanistan. He goes to the White House for a job interview for the Secret Service.
John Cale, why do you want to be in the Secret Service?
I can't think of a more important job than protecting the president.
When a terrorist bomb goes off at the Capitol, the White House goes on lockdown. John is still inside with his daughter Emily. They get separated during all the danger and disorder. John has to act to save his daughter and, of course, the president. Actor Channing Tatum plays John Cale. He needed to be in good shape for the movie since he was to perform difficult physical scenes. The actor was already known for having a good-looking body. Last year, People magazine named Channing Tatum the sexiest man alive. Actor and singer Jamie Foxx plays the President of the United States, James Sawyer. Jamie Foxx says his character is not modeled after President Obama, although the character is African American.
We didn't want to do
an impersonation.
Because we don't want people to think that's how Obama would react in this situation, because we don't know.
Roland Emmerich says he wants his film to be like the action movies of the 80s and 90s. It explores the serious topic of American national security. But it's also pure entertainment.
It's not as fun anymore than it was, you know, when movies like Indiana Jones. I mean, Raiders of Lost Ark was one of the most fun movies I've ever seen in my life. So, and these kind of movies are like a little missing.
Critics are mixed about the movie. The New York Post says, you couldn't ask for a more fun summer popcorn movie. But the Chicago Tribune calls it offensive and overblown.
Americans love their jeans. These cotton denim pants generally come in blue or black. They may first have been used as work clothes for miners. Many people link jeans to American cowboys, but whatever their history, American jeans are a big business. They also sell very well around the world. The Made in the USA label alone can lift the price of the pants, especially in Europe. But recently, Europe ordered an additional import tax or tariff on premium jeans from the United States. And the American jean industry is protesting. Peter Kim is the founder of Hudson Jeans and an expert on high-end American-made jeans. From his second-floor office in Los Angeles, he can see rows of costly jeans and Italian denim one floor below him.
I look at denim kind of like wine. It's like, you know, you can have the same batch of grapes, and how you treat it, how you process it, you can make completely different things.
Like wine, the cost of jeans differs greatly. One pair can cost $10. Another may sell for more than $200. Most people cannot pay for the most costly jeans, but Peter Kim says those jeans still set the style for ones that cost less.
You know, like high fashion, you start with the runway, and there's almost nobody that can wear these runway items. But what happens from there is elements of that gets trickled down into contemporary fashion, mid fashion, and ultimately into mainstream fashion.
From the wash to the fit to the fabric from Italy, every element goes into the cost of making the jeans and their price for the buyer. And one more element makes jeans costly.
You know, we produce in Los Angeles, so as you can imagine, it's not cheap to produce here.
Mr. Kim says Europeans buy these jeans mainly for the Made in the USA label. But he says that label may go away for some kinds of jeans. The EU's new 28% tariff on American jeans is not the only tax on the product. There is also an existing 12% tax. Those high taxes may drive manufacturers elsewhere. Ilsa Metchek is with the California Fashion Association. 75% of top American jeans come from that state. She says the new tax could send jobs to other countries and affect the local economy.
The companies will make their jeans in Mexico, in South America.
Peter Kim also warns of severe results.
It's trying to just decimate our business, all of our businesses out here.
American manufacturers fear other countries may see this as a great chance to get into the top-level jeans market. For now, Peter Kim's Hudson Jeans says it will absorb the costs of the new tax. The company says it will not make buyers pay more for their jeans and will stay in Los Angeles. But Hudson Jeans and other manufacturers in the United States hope that American and EU officials will find a way to avoid the new tax in coming trade talks. Supporters of same-sex marriage gathered at the United States Supreme Court in Washington last week. They were celebrating two rulings in support of gay marriage. Part of the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, was found unconstitutional. As a result, married same-sex couples are permitted the same federal benefits as heterosexual couples. Another ruling canceled a ban on gay marriage in California. In the United States, same-sex marriage is allowed in 13 states and the District of Columbia. Many same-sex couples in the country still cannot get married. They might also face discrimination in their everyday lives. But public support for gay marriage rights has grown, and some popular music expresses support also. Madeline Smith plays some of these songs.
In the song Same Love, the rapper Macklemore criticizes homophobic language or expressions of hatred toward gay people. The lyrics say,
gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face. She's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh, nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye.
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Even if I tried. Even if I wanted to. And I can't change. Even if I tried.
I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion, gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody. There is no difference. Live on and be yourself.
The song also represents a pop music milestone. It is the first single to make the top 40 charts that promotes giving marriage rights to same-sex couples. But there have been other popular songs about gay rights. The pop star Lady Gaga is known for supporting the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, or LGBT, community. She sings about accepting people's differences in the song Born This Way.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all born superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
The song's message is that being gay is part of a person's identity and not a choice. There are also songs that the LGBT community has welcomed as anthems or songs of pride. We leave you with one. Here is Diana Ross singing her 1980 hit, I'm Coming Out.
June Sims. Our program was written by Katie Weaver and Madeline Smith, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.